Demand is the name of the grain game. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Yesterday on the flash sale side of exports, we had about 101,000 metric tons of soybean cake and meal going to Guatemala and 313,000 metric tons of corn going to Mexico. And it's great to see that continued demand. And Scott Varlick with Quima, Quima, and Varlick says,
yeah, and that demand is important. I think you're exactly right. I mean, that's what this market needs. It needs that shot in the arm, because after you go over the grain markets, it's like, wake me up from my nap. They're moving pretty slow here. Not a lot of direction. Just lack of inspiration, I guess, on what they want to do, where they want to go.
And even with all of that demand, sometimes you still just can't get the grain markets to really look alive. And you still see a lot of pressure there.
I mean, you look at these corn futures, trying to decide if they're on an uptrend or not. I mean, they had a small uptrend line working, and now it's kind of fluttering sideways. And we feel like we can stand up and say, okay, I think the harvest lows are behind us. We realize that that's too low. And from an end user perspective, I think you can look at it that way and say, hey, I'm okay with buying some grain at these levels because I don't feel like I'm going to miss this big break. So you're okay with buying some and owning it. But the big upside just doesn't feel like it's there either. You look at the options market, it's all pretty cheap. The guys that normally sell options are telling me they're just too low to sell, which means I shouldn't have to pay for any storage on these grains. So these options are going to be a lot cheaper.
One thing Scott's watching and that he thinks is very important is
that these corn finishes okay for me, because that's going to set the tone for what the rest of the contracts are going to do. Because once we kind of set a tone where that December goes off, what we think it's worth, then March is going to decide, okay, that's where the Dece went off. They usually can just start to magnet down to where the December went off, and we kind of lose some of that carry in the market. And it does kind of feel like that's going to happen to me. So I'm not seeing any major direction there. And
with your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.